the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time to play Stump the Show.
All right. I love listening to you guys give very, very decent answers to questions. This is always fun.
We all get a guess.
Observational thing.
Me, Hot Wings Joe, Steve, Kelly. You get to ask one question. No math, no riddles, no jargon or anything like that from your work.
Yeah.
But if you can stump us, you win. Okay? You're going to get a lucky idiot account just for the if you stump us. Otherwise, no. Beat it.
Exactly.
All right? We will answer the first question you ask. That is very important. If you'd like to get in line, 1-800-947-3979. Sandy is in New Hampshire. You're up first. Hello, Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
So what does the smile on the Amazon logo actually stand for?
That they sell everything A to Z.
Darn it. Yep.
Wow.
Because it goes from the A to the Z.
Oh, Nicely done, Hot Wings.
It's an arrow.
Yeah.
In your face, Sandy.
Yeah, and so is FedEx, in case anyone was going to ask any other aero package questions. We already know that.
This is Phil in Nashville. Hello, Phil. How's it going?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Very good.
Question for Stump the Show is, how are you? The truthful answer for me is, I'm a little under the weather. My throat sounds stupid. Uh-huh. But thanks for playing Stump the Show. The first question you ask is, how are you doing?
Yes. Very polite of him.
I bet he regrets that. Or is still wondering why we hung up on him. 1-800-947-3979. Get in line now if you think you can stump the show. So far, we're 2-0.
Yeah.
Morgan is in Maine. Hello, Morgan. How are you?
Good, guys. So who's the only person that's played for the Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox all in the same year?
The Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox?
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I assume we're going way back. Way back.
Gotta be.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know. I remember distinctly, fondly as a child, when Wade Boggs was the starting center for the Celtics.
And boy, he was good in goal.
He was so good.
All right, I'll give my guess. I'm guessing it was old Irish O'McGinty. Is that right?
It's Boston, so I doubt it was a black guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm inclined to say Paul Revere.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna say Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, did he take a couple of swings once?
Like they had a charity game. I don't know. Is it Larry Bird?
You guys all set?
No, so far we've guessed Irish Joe McGinty and Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like either of those were right. Kelly, why don't you take your educated guess?
Oh, you know, I'm just going to go with my good old bud, Joe DiMaggio.
Okay, the Yankee. That's as close as anything we've said.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he played in Boston for a year.
Steve, you want to take a shot at him?
Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Oh,
remember he did that baseball
thing.
That was a tricky move.
That's a great guess.
Yeah. Is that it? No? All right, one more. Chuck Connors.
Nope.
All right, what is the answer?
The organist.
No, that's a riddle.
That is weak as hell.
All right.
I'm sticking with Steve's answer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
The organist.
All right. We'll give it to you, but that's
no, we won't.
That is bull bleep.
That's just a stupid thing.
Dan in Portland, Maine. Dan, do you think we should give that guy the question?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Also, do we know that it's the same organist?
That's a bait and switch.
It is a bait and switch. Dan, how are you? You good?
I'm good, actually. Thank you.
You're welcome. Excellent. That was going to be a bait and switch if you asked how we were, by the way. That was going to be pure bait and switch.
Awesome. I would have appreciated you.
I didn't want it tonight, but it went last night, guys. Right. I know how it works.
What is your quality trivia question?
All right. Name a musician that was a one-hit wonder twice, not a two-hit wonder. A one-hit wonder, two separate times.
You mean like as two different names or something?
Nope.
Well, then same it's name, someone with two hits.
All right, well, this is...
Or it's someone with one hit or two number ones in two different bands?
Yeah, maybe.
Or a number one and then they smashed into a road sign and died.
I don't...
Or this is going to be a stupid riddle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't wait till the next person we have on says your question is stupid.
Oh, a one-hit wonder twice. Okay, maybe it was the same song that got popular again.
Ooh. I like that. Mm. I like where your head's at.
I still don't know the answer, but I think Hot Wings is on the right track.
Joe was actually on the right track.
Joe, what did you say? Because I don't listen to you.
I said...
oh, with two different bands?
Yeah, I said it was... two different bands who same guy, two bands.
Okay.
Two number one hits.
Oh boy, I mean God.
It doesn't have to be a number one.
Just okay. But Sammy
hit.
Hagar.
Yeah, a hit though.
Well, a hit.
I'm gonna say
it
Sammy
have
Hagar.
To be a number one.
And... Well, it doesn't have to be like I mean you can have a hit song that's in the top 10.
But is it Sammy Hagar? Someone answer me.
Yeah, probably not.
No, it's not.
He had hit songs, multiple bands.
I think they had more than one hit, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
Definitely had more than one.
Just one.
Until they had their second hit, they were a one-hit wonder.
Joe and I really missed the boat on one-hit wonder and what that means, though I think, to be fair, Dan also doesn't understand it. Go ahead, Owings.
I mean, Jesus, I haven't the faintest idea. The lead singer of Circle.
I don't know.
I mean,
well, that was better than the Beatles.
Yeah.
They sang Red Rubber Ball.
Menudo?
Is it Menudo, Dan?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, Kelly, go ahead and get this.
No, so close, but no.
I'm going to say the girl from Sixpence None the Richer.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss me.
And what don't was do that her other band?
Yeah.
No doubt.
I don't think Dan understands that when we say a guess, he has to say
yes. Dan, you're supposed to tell us
no
if we're right
afterwards.
Or wrong because it's driving me crazy.
I'm just assuming that it's wrong.
But. Dan, what is the answer?
I'm just letting you guys go. I'm afraid if I say anything, you're going to walk on me, so yeah. I'm just going to let it go.
All right, what is the answer?
Okay, what is it? Yeah, we don't know.
Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe, had Tom Cochran in the band. Then he went off on his own and had Life as a Highway.
Oh.
He was a one-hit wonder two separate times.
Yeah, I didn't know he was. Yeah, I didn't know he was in Red Rider.
What was the Red Rider song?
Lunatic
Fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that. All right, thank you, Dan.
I still don't know
Lunatic
what.
Fringe.
Yeah, but what was the song?
I think it was Red Rider, or it was Lunatic Fringe.
Also, technically, yeah. I mean, my guess was right.
There's probably been several of those cases, honestly. Yeah. But, I mean,
John in Grand Rapids, you're playing Stump the Show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
John. Bye, John. Griff in Nashville. Hi, Griff. How are you?
Griff, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Nothing much.
What's
we're just
going on?
Doing a show here.
See you later.
Calls.
Doug in New York. Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Very good. Still just taking calls like the last time.
I was getting a little sad.
I wish Rachel would do a better job screening the questions so all the questions aren't the same. How you doing or what's going on?
But I'm fine with it.
I mean, it's fine. We're really good at it.
Victor in Maine. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Good, you guys.
All right, Victor, what is your question? He pulled the ripcord at the last second.
Yeah. All right.
Victor, what's your question?
I feel like there was a little bit of a question mark there.
I think I got one that will stump you guys.
Okay, if you could go ahead and tell us.
What is the most extinct... What is the most recent extinct animal?
Saber-toothed tiger.
Don't animals go extinct like every single day?
Yeah, like every 20 since this call started. All I want to do is shout your mom and hang up on you.
I actually know this one.
All right, take it away.
Is it? Well, I know it's a woodpecker, but I don't know what type. Well,
that's very helpful.
I know this because I bought my brother a book of dumb things about birds for his birthday because he's a bird guy.
Dumb.
Was that the name
but
of the book?
It's a woodpecker.
Wow.
Is that the name of the book? Dumb things about birds
for my dumb brother.
No, the name of the book is Birds with Stupid Names or something like that, and like why people named them those things.
It's called Extinct Peckers.
But it's a woodpecker, right?
Perfect. Kelly's lonely brother.
All right, there you go, man. Kelly got it. It's a woodpecker. She read it in the book, Dead Peckers.
Victor, was that right?
No, it's actually the Splendid Poisonous Frog.
Everyone would know that. That is
we didn't all guess yet.
Victor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Joe, do you have a guess?
The Splendid Frog.
No, He still didn't.
Splendid poisonous frog.
Victor, good job. Lucky idiot account for you. One more for this segment. This is Ben in Maine. Hi, Ben. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Hey, Ben. Almost.
Hey.
Good. Hey. You're almost getting me. There's, okay. What was the number that Al Albuquerque was wearing in his Major League debut?
Okay.
Remember Al Albuquerque?
No. Nope. I mean, barely. He pitched for the Tigers, I think.
Yeah, I'll go. Well, Kelly, you go for it.
Yeah.
I'll think for a second more.
I'm just guessing. Number 5.
No.
Is there a reason anyone would know this if they're not Al Albuquerque? Do you think he knows?
I can give you.
No, I bet he doesn't even know.
I'll give you the date.
I don't care. You could give me his middle name and his social security.
No, actually, okay, I would love the date, please.
Okay. Okay,
I'm going to say he was wearing 15.
Was it 15?
No.
I'm going to say he was wearing 4.
No.
It sounds like your hint was not very helpful at all.
That wasn't a hint.
No, it was not.
Okay, I'll say he was not wearing a number.
Ooh.
No.
Crafty.
Steve, guess that he was wearing all the numbers.
He was wearing number...
Yeah, pie. They just popped it on his jersey.
He was wearing number 117.
No. Okay, he said no before he was done, so I think this is a lie. What is the answer?
It's 42.
Jack of Rabbit. Course. 42. Oh, my God, of course, for that reason.
Was he the last guy to wear it?
No. Everybody was wearing it.
Why does this matter?
Everybody wears it on April 15th.
It was on Jackie Robinson Day, and that was his debut, so he wore 42.
I get it.
It's a little better, but
okay,
still crap.
All right,
we'll give
better.
It to you. Mm-hmm. All right, no, I can't say last one. Maybe we'll do more in the next segment. More Stump the Show. I mean, I think we got almost every one of them except for those cheating questions.
Yeah, I mean, he did pitch in 25 whole games in his career.
Wow, everybody's talking about Al Albuquerque.
I
always memorize all the stats of everyone whose first name is the first two letters of their last name.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Prolific.
My favorite other pitcher is Ty Tyington.
Yeah.
By Billington. Toe Thompson.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.